Welcome, everyone, back to Slay the Stars in episode 67. Last time, we finally had the meeting between Amara and Char, where he learned what she's actually been up to for these past couple of years, namely, keeping him in check, making sure he and Zem didn't go bad, holding their power back from them, to keep the world safe, to keep the divine safe, it's hard to say.
I just realized that Char's a bitch magnet.
Do you mean that in a good way? Like, he gets all the bitches? Or do you mean that in the bad way? Like,
he gets all the bitches?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a positive thing.
But Amara broke the tether that she was using to control whatever amount of power she was able to hold back, and Char and Zem suddenly feel lighter. Forgot to mention at the end of the episode, but Zem and Char are now level 10. Let's talk about it. Zem, what level did you take?
I took a level in Wizard.
Okay. And Char?
Cleric.
All right, so that makes Char, 5 levels monk, 5 levels cleric,
yep.
Even split. And that makes Zem, 6 levels wizard, 4 levels sorcerer, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
All right. As always, we take max hit points, so we don't have to roll those things. I am actually going to update the graphic on the website. I promise it hasn't been updated in like 2 levels. SlayTheStars.com. You can see it too. Shameless plug. Anyway, so...
can you shameless plug for the plug you are plugging while you're on the plug that you're plugging for plugs?
You want to say plug one more time?
No, I think I said it enough.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the correct answer.
It is now. So, when we ended, Char broke the news to Zem of what was going on. Zem got pissed, as she should, stormed away into her cabin and slammed the door. Char was, saying something about, you know, that could have gone better. And that's where we're picking up. Zem, you stormed off into your room. What are you doing?
I'm ripping the necklace off of me. And I don't mean I'm putting it over my head. I mean I'm tugging it off of my neck.
The pendulum.
Yes. What did I say?
The necklace. I just wanted to, because you have Rafe's necklace as well.
I do. Sorry. No, I mean the pendulum.
Okay. And what are you doing with it?
I'm going to yell at it a little.
Okay.
You too? Seriously? Have you ever been honest to me? Ever?
It starts to swing, yes.
I don't believe that I can believe you right now. I think you need a timeout. And I'm gonna, like, open the little component pouch on, like, my belt. And I'm gonna shove it in there and close it.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna sit on my bed. And I am stewing.
Okay. Char, what are you doing?
That could have gone better. I don't think the pendant was evil, though. I thought it was just mine. I probably should have clarified that. Whoops. And he's kind of going to just walk towards the edge, like, still on the beak of the ship. I don't know what we want to call it at this point.
The beak.
His point is, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of going to stare, make sure nobody else is on board that shouldn't be.
Okay. You don't see anybody out of the ordinary. However, you do see that Dashara, who is on the deck of the ship, is looking over at you with this look on her face that's like, what did you do? Because she didn't hear the conversation. She just saw Zem storm away and heard the door slam.
He's like, I'm not a good person.
She just shakes her head and starts to walk downstairs. You're assuming to go check on Zem.
I don't think that's going to end well.
Zem, while you're sitting on your bed, stewing, upset, you hear a knock on the door. And it's a fairly heavy knock, so you're pretty sure it's not Char.
First of all, ouch.
Yeah.
Do you need to talk?
I don't know.
She's not going to wait for you to say anything. She's just going to open the door. She comes in. She shuts it. She comes over and stands in front of you and crosses her arms and is like, I'm not super good at this, but it seems like he upset you. Do you want me to, like, punch him or something? Would that make you feel better? Because I'll punch him.
I believe you. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. But no, he doesn't need punched.
All right.
I'm just real sick of people meddling in my life. I thought the revelations were done, but they just keep happening. And I'm done. I'm done with it.
Well, to play devil's advocate here, if that's true and you got more revelations about your life, that means you know more about yourself. That's good.
Yeah, it is, but, like, I don't know. I mean, am I dumb for thinking that, like, I can trust people? Like, and it's not him. Like, I know I can trust Char. And I'm gonna, like, punch the bed.
I get it. Oh, and you can. You can trust Char, and you can trust me. I hope you know that. And Kai, you know, and Luteo, and all the other people who are on the ship. We're all here for you.
It's just really hard to trust people.
Not that goblin, though. Don't trust the goblin.
Their name is Del.
Yeah.
And you can trust them to act in their own best interests.
I'm just a little salty that they somehow slipped past all the checks that I did on this ship before we took off.
I wouldn't let it get to you too much. They have capabilities beyond anything I've ever seen before. Mm. And I've seen a lot of shit.
Well, at least they're small and they won't eat a lot.
Thankfully. Well, that we know of.
Hey. If there ever is somebody I can punch to make you feel better, you just let me know.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm not better at the talking.
No, you did fine. Maybe we should go punch each other?
I was gonna say, if you want to go punch things, I've set up like a punching bag.
All right.
It's like, it's not great. It's just kind of made of an empty potato sack and I put some like stuff in it. Like extra clothes. It doesn't weigh enough. We need to figure out how to make it heavier, but it'd be a great way to train.
Space dust.
Space dust. Maybe.
Well, let's, let me braid my hair.
All right.
So I'll like get changed and braid my hair so that it's out of my face.
Okay. And, once you're done, you and Deshara go out, and in the center of... So there are two cabins on either side of the ship, and then there's, like, a large kind of common area that has a table and some seating and some areas that you guys can work together, as well as, like, the support beams that hold up the upper deck. And hanging from one of the rafters is a potato sack filled with whatever extra items Deshara was able to find. And the two of you begin training. So, Zem, are you still planning to work strength, or are you going to work dexterity?
I think dexterity.
All right. So, what I need you to do is roll me 3 dex checks.
So, I've got a 8, I've got an 11, and I've got a nat 20 for a 21.
Okay. So, what is happening right now is Deshara is teaching you to hit the bag, and the bag swings. And so what she's trying to teach you is to punch the bag, get out of the way on the swing back, and hit it on the way through. And the first two times, you are not really getting it. You're hitting it. It's not going that far, and then it's, like, bumping into you and knocking you back. And so finally, on the last one, you punch it. It swings out. You spin around and come back and hit it with your elbow. And she catches the bag, and she's like, all right. All right. Okay. And so you will get 2 points for the last thing. What is your current dex?
12.
All right. Shara, you hear Zem and Deshara downstairs training. Are you thinking of joining them, or are you going to wait for Zem to cool off?
Oh, I'm waiting for Zem to cool off.
Okay.
I'll probably do some, like, balance exercises, like, on the beak of the ship and, like, up. Because there's no masts, right?
Nope, nothing. No okay. Masts.
Would you shut the fuck up?
Ow. Arthur, that's so mean.
Sorry, Tommy.
His stomach is now an NPC.
I just think it's funny that Leah was playing like you were yelling at her and then you said Tommy, so now her nickname is Tommy.
Oh, no. Things have gone worse to worse. But he's also going to, during this, he's probably going to experiment with, like, how quickly he gets pulled back into the gravity of the ship. Like, so he's going to jump out and get reeled back in by the gravity of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's testing, is, like, time it takes to get, like, back to the ship.
Okay. Okay, and you would notice that when you jump out, you are pulled back fairly quickly, like in a round. In 6 seconds, you would get back to the ship. And so you can jump. I'm going to make my own rule here. You can jump away from the ship half the distance that you can, like, run. So if you have a 40-foot moving speed, you can jump 20 feet away. Because gravity is not the same here.
And you set a full round to come back?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
So.
But the other thing is, he's mostly just training, but the gravity thing is just mostly so he can, in a worst case scenario, he knows how long it takes.
All right. So, Char, what is your current dex?
16.
Okay, roll me 3 dex checks.
Okay. 17. So 20, 30.
Okay.
Just checks, right? Not yeah. Saves. Okay. Sorry, Mike. 11, 14.
Okay.
16.
All right. You're all doing all this training. You hear Del and Luteo arguing in the kitchen. Things are fairly calm. Eventually, Char, you're up on the top deck, and Kai wakes up. She comes wandering out of her cabin, very tired still, rubbing her eyes. Her hair's a mess. And she comes over to the large table that's been set up on the top deck that still has all of her star charts and stuff on it. And she sits down and she's just staring at all of these papers, trying, you can see, to, like, wake up a little bit, but not all there yet.
I'll kind of go over, give her a second, but, like, kind of tap her on the shoulder and give her a bless. Because that lasts for 1 minute while she's trying to wake up.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Char. After you went to bed last night, I was thinking about something.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not a bless, a guidance.
Oh, okay. Not a... I was thinking about something.
What about?
So, we know that those things, those weird creatures that are on Vela, they came from somewhere out here. Somewhere between. Which means that all this space isn't empty, right?
I mean, that's a fair assumption, so yes. So where is everything?
So where is everything?
Huh. Maybe we're just not there yet?
Maybe.
But it didn't seem like anything was, like, orbiting.
No. I haven't seen anything. I was also thinking that maybe if there isn't actual distance, if this isn't some sort of magical expanding ocean, if there's a steady distance between us and our destination, if we can calculate how quickly we're moving away from Vella, maybe we can calculate how quickly we're approaching Lyra?
I don't even know how far away Lyra is.
I don't either. I don't know anything about all of this.
But we could at least take time how long it took to get from Vella, wherever we're going.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to stop off to another plane if we can and just track stars.
I don't know how to tell if one's closer.
Yeah, I don't either. He kind of looks at that, like, golden, like, spiral through the center of the universe.
Do you think that's where they are? The gods or whatever?
Maybe. Or maybe they're outside of this, assuming that we have an end to the bubble.
Huh.
I wonder if that's how he feels. He kind of looks at the sphere.
You think there's an end to the bubble? And what's outside the bubble? There's a bubble in a bubble? Smash it with a hammer.
Smash it with a hammer.
I don't know. Maybe nothing. Maybe everything.
That's dark.
Thank you.
Huh. It's weird because, like, being out here makes me feel really small.
Yeah. Almost like we're being controlled by people bigger than us. Larger than life. We're just glimmers of imagination.
Well, and she pushes her star charts, her completed star charts, off to the side. And she pulls out two large pieces of paper that are mostly blank, but you can see that she's been plotting the sky as you're moving. I've been starting some new charts, these are sort of retroactive. I'm charting as we're going how the sky shifts. Maybe it'll help us find our way back if we get lost.
Hope so.
All right, well, okay, I'm gonna get back to work. Sorry, I just had a lot that I was thinking about. It's crazy. We just don't know so much.
Well, that's a boon as well, I guess, right?
Yeah. And hey, Char, I was also going to say, like, maybe in the evenings or something, we should, I don't know, tell stories, play music. I think this could be a long trip and people might start getting homesick. We should probably find some way to, you know, keep people grounded.
There are worse ideas, so why not?
All right. Why don't you talk to Zamira and see what she thinks?
Right, yes.
Oh, are you guys fighting?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. No, we're not. I'm going to find Del for other unrelated reasons.
Okay.
So, One of the things that I wanted to do on this ship, was something that I know the school would want me to do. And I probably had discussed with, Risos before we left, was just testing the limits of magic, while we're out here. Like, does it have any kind of effect? Does it change from distance? Like, is it amplified? Is it, like, shrunken down? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
So what I want to do once I'm done punching things, depending on what time of day it is, because, like, I don't know when. I guess it was, like, we woke up in the morning, we had breakfast, he went downstairs. So it's probably, like, noonish,
yeah.
Lunchtime-ish.
Yeah.
So I'll head, like, I'll get changed back, and then I'll head upstairs, on the top deck. And I want to test some of, like, I'm going to start with cantrips every day, and just see, like, I'm going to do a firebolt, like, off into the distance, and see, like, is there anything different about it, or is it the exact same? Just stuff like that, like, basic things. I just want to see, like, if it's more challenging or anything.
Okay. So, you tried this earlier this morning or yesterday, the last time you did this before the whole talk with Amara, and you hadn't noticed any differences in how your magic was reacting here versus how it reacted when you were on Vella. This time, however, when you cast your cantrips, you notice that they feel more powerful. What this means for both of you is that anytime you cast a cantrip, the damage is going to increase by one extra damage dice.
Was that because we leveled, or is there another one on top of that?
Nope, this is because you are no longer tethered. You are no longer bound by Amara's spell. So
cantrips get a full extra damage dice.
Correct.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, she's throwing something nasty at us.
Oh, of course it does. So I'm going to shoot off a firebolt. Why can't I say this? A firebolt. So because I'm just shooting it into, like, I'm not aiming at anything, do you want me to roll, like an attack roll?
No. You fire this out, and you notice that it's slightly larger, a little brighter. It feels more powerful when it comes out of your hand. What is your emotional reaction in that moment?
Surprise. And then, like, a warring between, like, like, that was cool, and also, like, fuck off. Like, I'm annoyed and also, like, huh. So then I'm going to look over at Char, and I'm going to, like, so you're still on the nose. Are you still over there, or did you move off?
I probably would still be on the nose at that point. He was going to look for Del.
Okay, so wherever the, like, lunch, like, the breakfast area was, if there's still fruit over there, I'm going to toss you a piece of fruit, like, let's say an apple. I'm going to toss you an apple. I'm going to say, like, throw it out there as far as you can.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try and hit it with a firebolt. Once he throws the apple, I'm going to try and hit the apple with the firebolt.
Okay. I'm yes. going to call this a DC 15. So roll your spell attack.
You mean an AC 15?
No. Like a, yes, like an AC, DC, whatever. AC, DC. Oh, it's a natural 20. Describe how you explode this thing into small bits.
Doesn't even get out of my hand. Just
it's apple juice.
It's apple juice.
Like, it just, it, like, mists. Like, it is applesauce everywhere. But, like, so I don't know how far away it got. And I don't know, like, did he throw it the way we're traveling? Or did he throw it, like, out to the side?
It would have been off the side.
Okay, so
that's how I assumed what you wanted, not like
yeah,
heading back towards us.
I want it to be directly in front of you, so you just fly into this apple sauce mist.
I'm fine with retconning that because no. I think it's funny.
Okay, so, like, that's what I'm, like, it just, it complete, like, it's just atoms.
Everybody's standing on the deck. Fuck.
And, like, so now there's, like, a cloud of apple out there, probably slowly coming towards the ship with, like, gravity, but I don't know if we're just gonna bypass that enough that it just eddies and off into the world.
Yeah, yeah, space. It just kind of mists away.
That wasn't that powerful before, was it?
Nope.
Huh.
You should try one.
I can't target inanimate objects.
Go get Del! He needs a job on this. Damn it. Go get Del. They need a job on this ship.
I want firing Toll of the Dead himself. Because he may have damage at this point, and that's going to be 3d12s.
I'm just kidding.
I could one-shot him with a cantrip now. That's terrifying.
I think they're a little sturdier than that, but point taken.
Luteo comes up the stairs and has a little tray of sandwiches that he's putting down on the table, and he sees this apple explode, and he's like, hey, stop exploding the produce. I just told you we're going to run out.
I'm sorry. You're right. It was just one. I promise.
It better be just one.
It was just one.
Especially the apples. They last the longest.
They do?
Yeah, apples last way longer than oranges. You want to get scurvy? Because that's how you get scurvy.
Luteo is our age, right?
Yeah. He might be like a year younger than you, but basically, yeah.
I couldn't remember. So, something in my mind made him a child.
He's a dwarf, so he might actually be like a little older than you. I don't know. Age differences in these sort of settings are confusing. He's roughly maturity-wise your age.
That's what matters.
Yeah. And he's like, I got sandwiches over here. They're delicious. Hopefully.
I was real confident until that last one, but yeah, thank you.
Yeah, they're tomato sandwiches. They're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice basil. Mozzarella.
Yeah, a little basil, a little mozzarella. little balsamic reduction. We're fancy. We're fancy.
It's basically what you could do on a budget.
I'm going to sit there and eat this sandwich, or stand there. I don't know. And, like, I've taken to fiddling with the ring that, like, Rafe gave us. And I'm like, So then I put it in my mind. I was going to send a message, but now I'm thinking, like, I'll wait for later. But I wonder if I can put more words. I'm going to try that. I don't know what's going to stick. I'm just. You increase my power? Let's see what that means.
All right.
I'm down with the sickness.
Zem, you do notice as you're spinning this ring around your finger, the little pinholes in your skin from where the spikes were on the other side of the band have started to heal, but it looks like they may leave a weird scar pattern on your finger.
I don't hate that.
All right. So, you have some tasty sandwiches. Everybody's feeling kind of chill. What else did you want to accomplish today?
While we're, like, having our sandwiches, if there's, like, a seating area, like, I'll sit beside Char. Like, I don't have anything else to say about the thing, but, like, I'm not mad at you, but, like,
that's
I'm
your way mad. Of being, like,
yeah.
Char understands. Like, that's, they're family. It happens.
After lunch is cleaned up, everybody's done chatting, Luteo heads downstairs to get things cleaned up from lunch. And he's like, I'm going to be in my room downstairs after this. I have some experiments of my own that I want to carry out. If you need me, just holler.
If you need us, but like if you need help with anything or just an observer, let me know.
Sure. That sounds good.
What experiments are you running?
Oh, well, just some spells that I wanted to, work on. You know, I want to keep, like, growing, you know? And I'm trying to, I was learning from Zima a lot, mm-hmm. you know? Especially when we were stuck in the bubble. There's a lot of bubbles.
I am a fan of bubbles.
And, you know, she was all about, like, transfiguration and doing, like, wait, what's it called? Transmutation. Transfiguration. Same thing. But, like, I want to be able to do some of the stuff she did, you know? And Headmistress Ristos let me take her spell book with me, so I thought it would be...
You mean Zima's?
Yeah, Zima's. I took Zima's.
Did you see the multi-blink?
Yeah, because you're just like, this bitch?
I'm sorry, I'm just...
It was less like I didn't get it, and more like she gave you what?
No, she gave me Zima's, because like I wanted to be like Zima, you know? So I just thought it'd be a good way to honor her and also learn.
So what have you mastered so far?
Oh, nothing. She was way beyond me.
I met before.
Oh, just little stuff. Honestly, Zem's way above my pay grade. I can.
You guys got paid?
No.
Sometimes. Oh, no.
I have no money.
Money, please.
I don't know how much money's gonna do out here.
Meanwhile, we are fucking wealthy now.
That's wealthy. Why she gave us this. We're wealthy and we're like,
you're in space. Money means nothing. You're wealthy in space. Good luck. You're welcome.
I would have like,
we'll get back home eventually. And then inflation's gonna be a bitch.
Inflation. There's been rapid inflation since you were gone.
Oh, that hurts a little bit, actually.
Wow, this feels a little...
It's too real.
Too real. Oh. I hate this reality in this game.
Unless we get to, like...
Heart palpitation.
Murder capitalists.
You come back. We're going straight Brennan Lee Mulligan. This campaign's not about how much we hate capitalism.
You're welcome, America.
I still have that flag.
Mm-hmm. I still can't believe you found that.
Uh-huh.
So cool. I wish I would have got one.
So back on track, Luteo heads downstairs to study, and Adele is like, I want to go downstairs and train with that cool bag. I want to get in there. And Dishar's like, I don't care if you use the bag, but if you stab my bag, I'm going to kill you, little goblin. And Del, who already was like pulling a dagger out of their pocket, just slowly puts the dagger back in their pocket. It's like, yeah, you're right. I would not stab the bag. And then looks over at Zem. I'm going to head down.
How's your arrow shooting?
What? I mean, not bad.
I could use some catching practice.
Wait, you want me to shoot you?
Are you going to say no?
Absolutely not. That sounds great.
That's probably a good idea, because someone would have had to lift you to the bag to punch it.
I know where you sleep, Zem.
I know where you sleep.
All right. So, hold on. Let me. I wanna roll these and just see what would happen. What's your AC?
18. Sure.
11.
Well, two of them would hit you. So, there's okay, two that you can deflect.
Okay, so I imagine, like, what he's doing is just, like, practicing deflecting, like, straight up. Like, the ones that miss him because he's hitting them out of the air. But the ones that were damaging him are the ones he catches.
Okay.
So, you need to roll damage for the ones that hit.
Yes.
8.
Oh, damn. It's good damage. A 10 and a 9 for damage.
Okay. The first one's negated by, it is 19 exactly.
Okay.
The second one, you said you hit 2?
Yeah, it was a 10 and a 9.
Oh, then they're both caught.
Yeah. Okay, so Char, you and Del move off to the side. I'm assuming you're doing this upstairs because you don't want to shoot things below deck. And Del's like, are you ready for this, Char? Because if I kill you, I don't want Sam to be mad at me. She'll light me on fire.
Okay. That's her prerogative.
Wait, you're okay, fine. And just unleashes. And the first one goes wide, just like off into space.
Okay. Does it come back?
No, it's going too fast.
Such good hang time.
All right. I was just a little, hold on. I gotta. And this one comes directly for like between your eyes, Char. You're like, whoosh.
Okay, good shot. Sticks it in the ground.
And before you even had a chance to look up, you hear another one like, shh, coming towards you.
He just kind of flicks it down, like away from him.
You're pretty good at this.
You need to improve as much as I do.
What the hell does that mean? Why are you so offensive? I came here out of the goodness of my heart to make sure the two of you survive this trip.
Char picks up an arrow and chucks it back at Del. Like right at his feet, not trying to hit him. Like just kind of like right in the ground where his feet are. Where their feet are, sorry.
Del skitters away and has this like smirk on their face. You know, Char, I'm glad I didn't kill you.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get away, Del? He chucks the other arrow, like, back at his feet. He's not trying to hit him. He's just trying to get him back his arrows.
Del picks up the arrows, and all that mirth that was on their face just sort of leaves. I didn't.
What do you mean?
I was going to stay there and fight. I didn't want to leave Zuvi. And I think whatever it was, I think I blacked out and it thought I was dead and I was just... I woke up.
Did you use the holy water?
I didn't really know how to use it. I didn't think it was... I tried to use it on Zuvi to bring her back, but nothing happened.
We lost a lot of people that night. But I'm sorry.
It just sort of nod. We were gonna start our own crime syndicate, you know, in Annenfell.
I believe you.
We were gonna rob all those elves. We were gonna be so rich. I was teaching her, you know.
Crime?
Yeah, crime. She wasn't super good at it, but she was fun to be around.
Well, for what it's worth. To the other arrows, find that they come back into the gravity. Chucks it back at him. I'm glad you're out. I'm glad you made it. I was angry at you for nothing you did other than survive. And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I came here.
To kill us, yeah.
Followed you the whole way from Annenfell. Tracking you.
You've gotten better.
Plotting your murder. Dreaming about stabbing you over and over and over again. Watching the life leave your eyes.
And now?
I'm glad you're alive, Char.
Do I believe them?
Roll an insight check.
15.
They seem like they're being honest. They're the overwhelming feeling you're getting off of them is sorrow. They miss Zuvi very much.
You know, we don't really know what happens after. And out here, maybe we'll see her again.
Maybe. That would be nice. The goblins know what happens, though.
They do?
Yeah.
That's all you're going to go off of? You're not going to spout your expertise?
You're not a goblin. You don't get to know our stories. Do you want to know?
I mean, if you're willing to part with the information.
Well, okay, so the goblins, you know,
I imagine this conversation's going on. They just keep shooting at each other.
Yeah. And Del's like, well, so the goblins, you know, we didn't always used to live, like, underground and stuff. We were sort of forced underground. But one of the reasons that we didn't really mind is because we thought that there's, like, a whole cycle, right? Because, like, we think that it's really cool to think about, like, you die and you go into the ground and then, like, you come back out of the ground as, like, a plant or something, and then the plants get eaten by other animals, and then, like, you're part of the animal, and, like, there's, like, a whole tree, right? And you just keep climbing up the ladder until you're the top of the tree again, which is a goblin.
Goblins eat trees?
Yeah.
Learned something today.
I mean, everybody eats, like, parts of trees. Zem, what are you doing while all this is happening?
Well, like, did, oh my gosh, name. Did he want me to go with him, or did he stay?
No, he didn't.
Okay, then I probably would have gone downstairs, grabbed my journal, and brought it upstairs, and started, like, filling in notes.
Okay. So as you're doing this, it's mostly just the three of you, Del, Char, Zem, working on your various things, having this conversation. You know, Char's now learning about goblin reincarnation. And Kai, meanwhile, working on trying to, like, plot the course for the ship and trying to understand more of what's going on. And Char, with your passive perception, you see where there was nothing. Now there is something coming towards the ship.
When you say something, is it just like a different, like, dark color blob?
Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like right now.
Okay. Dale, get the others.
All right. And
you're going to need those arrows. He's going to start going back towards Kai.
Okay. Dale takes off downstairs to find Dashara and Luteo. Meanwhile, I need you both. You know, just roll me initiative right now.
Advantage.
Sure. As you are standing, watching this thing come forward, you see something that looks to you like a giant amorphous blob at first. It has this, like, purple coloration to it.
Does it look like a purple exploded apple?
It does not look like a purple exploded apple.
I wrote apple.
And sure, as you're squinting, as you are squinting and looking out at this thing, I need you to make me an intelligence saving throw.
Nope. Mm-mm, 3+ nothing.
All right. So, couple things are going to happen.
Char's dead.
Everybody's favorite thing to hear said on a podcast.
That's too many dice.
Is it too many dice?
It is.
That's a lot of tens.
That was a 5, so that's 9. That's 29. 33 points of psychic damage. And so, Zem, you hear Char say to Del, go get the others, and he's about to call over his shoulder to you, and you see him reach up, grab his head, and then just freeze, because you are stunned.
Oh, dear.
What just happened? Char, like, I get up and I, like, kind of rush over to him, and, like, I'm, like, holding your hands, which are holding your head.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's your turn, Zem. So you use your movement to rush over to Char to check on him. And you look out to where he's looking. And this thing has now moved closer to you. And now it's only about 40 feet away. And you see it. It looks, for all intents and purposes, like a brain.
The fuck is that?
That's not good. That's not good. I
difference in my previous opinion.
All right, so it looks like a brain.
It looks like a brain.
I'm going to cast Fireball.
At the brain?
All right. So, first of all, I need you to roll me a percentile dice.
I don't want to look.
Okay. Nothing out of the ordinary happens.
Can you hand me a cookie? I'm stress eating.
A dex save. Its dex save is 17.
Fuck. Thank you.
It saves.
All right, so it'll take half damage. Roll your damage.
So I cast this at third level. I forgot to tell you that.
That's fine. It is a third level spell, so.
Okay.
I need that in a minute.
Let me mark this.
If I get my brain extracted, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh my god. Okay.
This 10, is a really good roll.
20, 30, 40.
Do you have heightened spell? As a sorcerer? 40,
they take half. So, you send out this fireball, and it hits this thing dead on it and erupts. And you see it just continue gliding towards you, almost as if nothing happened. It did take the damage. I'm not saying it didn't take damage. I'm just saying, like, it took half, and it's still moving.
Shit, 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 shit. So, like, I'm going to start pushing on Char, like, to back the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, I've already used my movement.
Okay. Char, it's your turn. Make me another intelligence saving throw.
Fuck.
Nope.
Char is still frozen. This lasts for a minute or until you save.
When he's frozen, if I push him, I mean, I'm not stronger than he is, but, like, no, I don't know if I can know that. That's what I was going to ask. Like, if I was strong enough, would he just fall over?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could push him over. At this point...
I mean, I don't want to put him on the ground. I'm just wondering.
No, I know what you
mean.
Please
don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kai stands up and just launches this guiding bolt out towards this thing. That'll hit.
Sure, internally is just going...
He has to poop.
You would wait.
9 points. That's a crappy guiding bolt. So,
all I'm hearing now is.
So this thing gets hit with 9 points of radiant damage, which erupts on it, and it's still just menacingly floating towards you, Zem. But it is now lit up, and she is going to. Then you see Kai start to glow, and on her chest there is this pattern that almost looks like the symbol for Sagittarius that lights up on her chest, and she draws her hand back in this, like, as she's drawing a bow, and you see this radiant light form a bow.
That is cool as fuck.
And she's almost like confused herself because she's never done this, but that hits. And she's going to hit it for another 8 points of radiant damage. The others will not arrive on this turn, which brings us back to the top of the round, and it is the brain's turn.
Yeah, the people on our
court. Oh, our others.
The others haven't gotten here yet.
Okay, let's see if it recharges. It does not recharge. So, Zem, as you're trying to push Char back, this thing, all of a sudden, you see these, they almost look like veins, like long, sinewy, purpley colored things with these little suction cups on the end, and they come flying out towards you. Two of them. First, that is an 8. That's not going to hit you. Second... That is a 22. That is going to hit you. Terrible damage. 6 points. Oh, sorry. 8 points of bludgeoning damage. As it hits you and starts to wrap around you. And you feel the suction cup, like, attach to your skin. And instead of feeling like acid or poison or something, you feel... There's a weird feeling in your brain, like a fuzziness that starts to seep in.
Okay.
but nothing happens with that yet. Zem. Oh, wait, it is your turn, though. So, Zem, this thing is attached to you. You take 11 points of psychic damage as your brain starts to feel fuzzy from whatever this suction cup is doing to you.
So it's just connected to me. There's no conditions, correct?
You're grappled, which basically means your speed is zero, but it doesn't affect anything else.
How many suctions hit me?
Just one hit you.
I want to use my dagger to cut through it and cut it off me.
Okay, roll me an attack with your dagger.
Like, I'm trying to slice it and, like, off.
Okay.
Ugh, 13.
13 does not hit.
Would that be guided bolt, guiding bolted?
No, because Kai used it for the archer attack.
Doesn't the archer attack inflict guiding bolt?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Okay.
Shar, it's your turn. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Nope.
Oh, man.
What did I tell you? I said it's going
to
be a minute.
This is what happened to Zem in the final fight of Arc 1, and now it's going to happen to Shar here.
In the final fight of Arc 2.
In the final fight of Arc 2, as you all die.
Fuck.
Kai is going to do the same as last time, because it went well. That's a natural 20 on that guiding bolt.
She upcast it, right?
She did not. That's 15, 25, 30 points of damage. Dang.
Yay.
And then...
she gets advantage, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. But... dang! Kai's tearing this thing up.
Thank God.
And the others get up to the top deck. Del is going to fire two arrows. That one misses. Hits. Luteo is sending a firebolt. That whiffs bad.
Wrong side of the ship.
And Dashara spends her turn dashing across the ship to get up to this thing. And it is the brain's turn. Let's see if it recharges. It does not. So it is, it sprouts two more of these tentacle things again. And it's sending. See, Dashara rushed over, so it's going to send one after Dashara. That is not going to hit. And it's going to send the other one at... Shar. You're stunned, so it has advantage. Doesn't matter, it whiffs. Those are terrible. Get out of here. Garbage dice.
You forgot the toilet again.
I know, I forgot the toilet. So the brain does nothing. Zem, it's your turn. Oh, now it has fully gotten up to the front of the ship, though, and you're looking at this thing, and it looks like, you know those brain jello molds where, yeah, it looks like that. It's, like, dripping this, like, red ooziness and has these weird tentacle things flapping off of it.
Don't like that.
Yeah.
I am going to cast at third level.
All right.
Vampiric Touch.
Okay.
So I'm going to, like, grab the tentacle that's attached to me.
Okay.
That is an 18 to hit?
Yeah, that hits.
All right, so that is 13 points of necrotic damage, and I gain 6.
Next up, Shar.
It's at third level, right? So, like, I still roll to make sure I hit.
Yeah.
But then I'm it's all at the same third level.
Yes.
Okay.
16?
Oh, you're hold one on. Off.
Intelligence?
Uh-huh.
13.
Unfortunate. Shar is frozen. Oh, I forgot it has that. Next time.
Please don't, because I know what it is.
Wait, Zem, on your turn, because that thing is still attached to you, you take 10 points of psychic damage. It's the NPC's turn. They're going to continue to do their same things, and Dashara is going to swing at this. While that is happening, why don't you guys narrate Zem, what are you doing now? Shar is unmoving. He looks terrified.
So have I been pulled to any type of location or...
No, it's basically holding you in place, draining the life force out of you.
So when I'm not, like, trying to hit it with things, I'm just yelling for Shar. I can tell that it's, like, some sort of psychic damage, but, mm-hmm. like, I don't have anything to snap him out of it. So, like, I'm just, like, trying to yell encouraging things, like, Shar, you're stronger than it, or, like, whatever, you know? I'm also terrified, but not of this thing. I'm terrified of whatever is happening to Shar. Like, you know, get up or whatever. But then I, like I throw that over my shoulder, which he's right there. So it's not like I'm screaming across the ship, but, like, at the same time, it's just like, get up, like, whatever. Yeah. And then, like, I turn back and then I try to hit the... the thing.
Oh no, he's been completely incapacitated.
in the meantime,
meditate. Empty your brain.
In the meantime, you see Luteo lights this thing up with a firebolt. Kai hits it again with a guiding bolt, right dead center, and another arrow. And then Del ends up planting one arrow, missing with the other, and it's back to the brain's turn. Let's see if it recharges. It does. It does recharge. Now,
I think I just fail automatically on that.
Well, this is what we're going to do. One is Zem. Two is Dashara. Actually, we'll just go odds is Zem, two is Dashara. Dashara.
That's not good.
An intelligence saving throw is. She made it. So,
the dice gods, they have something in mind.
And that's all it's going to do. Because I failed. That stupid thing. All right, Zem, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to vampiric touch it one more time. That is a 20 to hit.
Uh-huh. That hits.
And that is unfortunate. That is an 8. So I take 4 back.
You are also going to take 12 points of damage from the psychic thing. Shar.
Sixteen.
That's unfortunate.
I know. Let me know when I can go.
I haven't been keeping track of the rounds very well.
It's turn.
We're on turn
4. Oh, no, it just took its turn. It's the NPC's.
It's the NPC's turn. And they continue assaulting this thing.
I'm getting in character.
It recharges its brain blast. But I don't... It is. It's going to do it. Zem, make me a DC 17 intelligence saving throw. Meanwhile, while you're doing that, all the NPCs are... Again, buffeting this thing with their attacks.
23.
Zem, nothing happens to you because you are too smart for this thing, and it's your turn.
I'm still yelling at Shar, like, Shar, come on, snap out of it. Fuck this. And I'm going to cast Witch Bolt at fifth level. I mean, come on. When do I not snap out? Like,
I know. I'm just deciding if you could kill this thing.
That is a 19 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
And 5d12.
You could plausibly kill this.
I thought it was 6d12 for that level.
No.
That's disappointing.
Am I looking at the right one? Yeah, I am. 37 points of Witch Bolt damage.
Zem, you also take 9 points of psychic damage at the start of your turn. Zem, you hit this thing with the Witch Bolt, and in your heads, You all hear this screeching noise, but nothing is audible. You're aware. It feels like the sound is originating inside of your bodies. Sure, roll me another intelligence saving throw. I believe in you.
I don't. Nope.
All right. It is the NPC's turn. They're going to be doing their thing. Let's see if the brain recharges. It does. Yay. But it's had no luck with its tentacles. So instead, it is going to, again, lash out with one tentacle against Ashara. That will hit. One tentacle against Shar. That's a 21 to hit. That will hit you.
Yay.
9 for Dashara and for you. It's 12 and 17. And so 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch. Yes.
So it is your turn, though. So at the start of your turn... That was cocked. So you are going to take 12 points of psychic damage.
All right, and then my...
Oh, and Char... No, that's already your turn. No. Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Concentration. You're on which bolt?
Mm-hmm.
3.
Char.
I dig my fingernail into it?
Nope.
That's such a cool dice, though.
Oh, yeah, that's the consolation.
That's the consolation.
I'm going to die.
Cool little eyeball dice. Oh, and you take.
I'm at less than half. I'm at 28 out of 80 10 points
of psychic damage.
If anyone's dying, it's me.
I'm also less than half. And listen, I can't heal anything.
This thing is not long for this world. You're going to be lucky if the NPCs don't kill it. Okay, let's see here. So, it's their turn. Kai. Yeah. So, with all of that damage... Kai hits this thing one more time with a guiding bolt and then follows it up with an arrow shot. And you know in Robin Hood when he shoots the arrow and then shoots the other arrow and it hits it exactly when it splits it? It's like that, right? The guiding bolt hits it and it starts to light up and then the radiant arrow hits right where it does and it explodes and gooey brain jello sprays everywhere. And Char, in that moment, you go... And just get a mouthful.
Gross. So gross.
Oh, God, why? Is there anything left?
No, but you do have this weird brain carcass that's now on the nose of your ship.
That's it? Nothing else?
I'm just going to, because, like, I was standing in front of you, so, like, I imagine I'm covered.
Oh, yeah, you're covered.
Luteo.
He's like, I'm so glad I'm back here. And
collect
not
some of this and shut up.
Let me go get some gloves. I don't want to get any of that on me, you know?
Just be quick.
Char's just going to collect what he can and just kind of, like, move it onto the ship. It's like, it's fine. I'm already covered. It doesn't matter.
I'm literally standing there like this with my eyes closed. Like, my arms are out. And I'm like, just get it off me. Okay,
so that wasn't an elder brain. What the fuck did you throw at us?
Don't worry about it. Luteo comes back up with gloves on. And he's like, okay. I can help you. Hold on. I might not be able to fight as good as you, Zem, but he snaps his fingers and casts Prestidigitation and cleans you. And then he's like, snaps his fingers and casts Prestidigitation on you.
As I'm carrying stuff, I'm like, really?
Yeah, and all the goo that was in your hands that you were trying to collect just disappears. He's like, you're welcome.
Yep. Is there any, like, bits of it that are, like, floating off in space?
Oh, yeah, probably.
If there's, like, a piece of brain or whatever the fuck this thing is, Shara's gonna, like, jump off the ship, grab it, and come back.
Okay. Del's like, hey, man, that looks like fun. I want to do some of that. So Del helps you. And the two of you are, like, jumping off into space, collecting bits of...
What if I can, like, shot put Del further after we get to maximum distance?
Oh, yeah. Now the two of you are practicing this move. It's good.
I want to be annoyed, but I'm honestly impressed.
Luteo's like, well, we already...
correct. It goes past the ship on the other way. They have to, like, loop back around with the gravity.
Luteo's like, well, we already have most of, like, an empty barrel back here from some of the stuff I've been storing. We could use it to kind of keep some of this brain. I don't know what we want to do with it.
I mean, I think it's something we've never experienced before. I think we need to just kind of see about components? Like, does it react or interact with anything that we have?
Yeah, Kai's like, I agree. I want to check this out. This is really interesting. And so all of you together start scooping this up and putting it in this empty barrel for later testing. And that is where we're going to end this episode.
I need a very...
of Slay the Stars.
Very long nap.
And shower.
Yeah, I still feel gross.
Heyo!
Help! Intro music by Isaac Fires. Character designs by Cam Gonzalez. Produced by Leah Hemrick. Graphics designer Jen Kearney. And audio engineer Arthur Polino.